Thank you for coming to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. Brother Freedom is here, and we have several of us gathered here this evening. It's Thursday evening, and we've all come from different places, and we've all been busy, and we've all been doing things. And Brother Freedom's been at therapy today, and he works every day hard at therapy. And we're just so thankful that God has raised him up. Father, we thank you for touching the people listening, and we thank you, Lord, for everyone who cares about your wonderful work and your wonderful person. Lord, you're so glorious. And we pray for the needs of the people, that you will touch them. We thank you for using Brother Freedom mightily again tonight in a wonderful way. We pray these words will touch people's hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we just love you, and we thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for your goodness. I thank you for all the many blessings. And I'm thankful what you spoke to my heart this day, very special. And Lord, I just pray that this night will be thy will be done. Father, I just pray that you move in a mighty way. And Father, we know that there's many needs all over this world, through this country, every place, there's different needs. There's different requests. There's different weathers. There's people that are starving. There's people that few that have an abundant food supply, but there's people that's living below the realm that we need feed. Father, for those this night that's in poverty, through hunger, through starvation, we pray for them in a mighty way. We pray that they'd be touched by the supernatural power of your angels, that you might feed them and strengthen them in a special way. And Father, we just lift up for those of us who have plenty, we want to thank you for your goodness. We want to thank you for what you've given to us. Father, we just thank you for what you supplied us, and we thank you that we've lived in this time frame that all these things have come to pass. And Father, we've been privileged to live in a land of so much. Father, we just thank you for all the things that have taken place. We thank you for all the inventions that have come forth in the last few years. We thank you for all other things that have miraculously happened. And we know that truly it's a telltale sign of your coming, because when all these things come to pass, we know that we'll look up, your redemption draweth nigh. And Father, we just pray that we'll all be found faithful. We pray that we'll be found doing thy will. Father, we know that takes place as we start every day off doing thy will. And help us not to be slothful, but help us to be earnestly seeking thy will. Help us to live under thy promises, Lord, that we might be found faithful at that time when you're coming, Lord, that we might be found faithful in serving you, Lord, with all of our heart, with all of our soul. And Father, I just pray for humanity tonight that's living below probably where they should be living. Father, we just pray that you might refresh them, put your spirit upon them, touch them in a mighty way that they might be desirous to serve you with all their heart, looking for that day, soon coming time, day, very soon, that you're coming in the clouds of glory. And let us all be ready, let us be prepared, for we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. You know, I'm going to still read this first verse here in the 2 Corinthians 5:1. This really has stuck my eye. I don't really know what it's about, but the Lord maybe knows. For we know that our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved. We have a building of God and a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. And really that's talking about that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And we need to really be very careful, because this tabernacle, if we put some wrong things in it, it shows. It's like, it's just sort of, whatever we put into it, it comes out of it. And we need to realize that when we look up at the things that are seen, we look for the things which are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. That sounds like a sort of tongue twister, but we're, through the eyes of the Lord, we actually need faith in God. The Bible says, without a vision, my people perish. and we need a vision from God, believing that through the faith that He puts in us, when we see things that He wants to, with His drive within us, might say, we can change these situations by praying, believing, seeing God. And we have the power, we have the faith, God equips us, and that's about this tabernacle or house that was dissolved. We need to really realize that we need to work on our tabernacle. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. This morning when I got up, the Lord really put on my heart that the only thing that really counts is what we do for the Lord. Just think about it, all the days of my life, there's a lot of days that I can't really say that it was always for the Lord. But we should work on it to where that is more complete the farther we go by. We should start seeking God, and how do we seek for Him? We start putting Him, having a desire for Him to be in our heart. We want to be in His reach. We don't want to be out there where we can't even call upon the Lord because He's way out there. We need to stay close. Draw nigh unto God. And that drawing nigh, we need to really work at it this last hour because we need to include our God within us every day of our life. This morning the Lord came to my heart in a very special way, and I was on a treadmill of all, and I was there about 45 minutes, but the Lord was speaking to my heart. You know, the Lord can speak to our heart in such a way that's so above what anything else we can understand. And God wants us to bring us from a place of a natural state into a supernatural walk. And basically it can be developed as we start growing in the Lord. We know this earthly body, it's when we start working on it, there's some changes that we can't come to place. We're going to realize this. We're a little stubborn. We work on our stubbornness. We look on our selfishness, that we're not so selfish. We start working on these areas. We're not quite so hateful. We have a more of a loving disposition. We want to include our brother, our sister, instead of not caring. We need that caring that we need to grow in. It's a whole department of God wants us to grow in His counsel, in His liberty, in His power. It's for this cause we faint not, but the outward man perishes, the inner man is renewed day by day. It's for the light affliction we have is only for a moment, worth for us a far more and exceedingly eternal weight of glory. These light afflictions we have, most of them are only for a moment. They're not a long span. We have troubles. You know, like I remember my dad had a birthday in about 1940, I think it was. It was on December the 12th, I guess. No, 2nd of December. And when he took off that morning, he hit a mailbox. And then that night, he pulled the rear end out of his old truck. So, you know, that wasn't a good day. Well, those light afflictions we have is only for a moment. It might be a bad day, but then every day can be a good day. You know, when I really saw this many years ago as on the working field, I really sensed that so many people work having bad days. And everything is, and some of them are Christians, some of them are not Christians, but some of them are Christians. And they have bad things happen. But I guarantee you, if you really start seeking God and call upon the Lord and have revival, speaking to Him into His heart, in your heart in a special way, you can have it where you can actually say every day is a good day with the Lord. You know, this is hard to accomplish, but we need to work on it. Every day of our life can be a good day with the Lord. And we can grow into that. We can grow into that most precious sight. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. My God shall supply all my needs according to riches of our glory. Now unto Him is able to do exceedingly abundantly all that we ask or think according to the power that works within us. And if we purpose in our heart, we can start every day growing deeper toward the Lord. But we get sort of We don't take it seriously. So we think, well, it's like doing calisthenics. If you do them every day and do a little, like today, I've been, there's a couple bicycle and the hand cranks is with the opposite of bicycle. You're sitting down doing it. I started out with about 10 minutes and then I went to 20 minutes. And then I went to 25 minutes. This morning I went to 26 minutes. But that's what we have to our life. We have to keep, we have to have a goal. Without a vision, my people perish. We got to have a goal in our heart that I'm going to grow in the Lord. I am going to grow. Nobody's going to stop me. And God's going to help me to make it complete. Now, everybody, there may be things that cause me to setbacks. But if I keep on it, I can go on toward the Lord. And this is what we really need to do because the Lord is coming soon. He's coming through the clouds of glory, and we need to be prepared when He comes. We've got too great of a prize to miss it. We've got something, eternal life is so special, so high, so mighty, so wonderful. If we can't afford to lose that great experience that we have, it's with eternal life. It'll bring us beyond any depth that we ever have, and we'll start having happiness. We'll start having joy. We'll start seeing fulfillment. We'll see needs being met. We're going to see the power of God, because when you start walking in faith, then therefore to be justified by faith, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And God wants us to start growing and seeing God in a mighty way, that we will grow in His liberty. We'll grow in His power. We'll grow in His understanding. We'll grow by the Spirit of God as His service is growing now in the Spirit. It didn't start out where it's at now, but we grow to now. The Spirit of God is coming down in a mighty way. And that's what we got to do every day of our life. Every day of our life, you have to start down here, but I'm going to get up here before long. I'm not going to stay down the mully grubs no longer. I'm going to reach out and seek my God. The Bible says, call on me and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. Greater is He that's within you, He is in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God has not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. We got to seek this, and we are mortal, and that's why we have to seek God, because if we don't, we're going to find ourselves indifferent. We're going to find ourselves confused. We're going to find ourselves missing. Missing the mark. And that's what they say sin is missing the mark. Well, we're going to truly miss it unless we work at seeking God. We got to be, the Bible says that we must have, if we're lukewarm, Revelation that says God's going to spew us out of His mouth. Think about it. We need to be red hot. We need to be on fire. We need to have the joy of the Lord is our strength. We need that power, that liberty from God that's beyond understanding. We need that glory upon us, that we pray for the sick. We know they're going to be covered. And when God speaks to our heart, that things happen, it happens, because He does all things perfect. But see, that's where it is. We can't have these gifts until after we live it. See, some people want to have the gifts first, but you got to prove yourself first, then you get the gifts. And that's what the catch is. The people want in, and then people write in, they want all the gifts of God, they want this, but it doesn't come that way. It comes by seeing God and your love, your devotion to Him, then this develops. It develops that the natural man will faint in his own way. But in the power of God, you're not going to faint. You're going to be strong, Lord. You're going to move through mightily in the Spirit of God. You're going to have the anointing upon you. You're going to have the glory upon you. And you'll have the peace of God. And that peace of your heart is so wonderful. Have the love of Jesus in your heart. Feel that love of God is so wonderful. And you know, if you don't do these things, you're not going to have it. That day you'll long for that. You'll long for that, having that, just that touch of Jesus, and you won't be there. So we got to work on it to keep it there. We're going to lose it without it. It's like, if I don't exercise, I'm going to lose my strength. I have to keep exercising. Now I had a stroke, and if I don't exercise, I'll probably get where I can't walk. And every morning when I get up, it hurts. I mean, used to be with my legs in the morning, they were real limbered up. They're not now. So I've got to take courage and do what I have to do to be able to maintain. We're going to have to do what we have got to do to maintain. It may not be easy, but God will help you with it. And this moment's only going to be for a moment. The divine affliction we have is only for a moment. All these pain for doing the calisthenics, the spiritual blessing, is only going to last a little while. But God's going to incorporate His love upon you. He's going to incorporate His love, His power, the witness of God, and we have the glory of God, that we can do the will of God. You know, without it, we're of no help with the Lord. When God gives us a task, if we haven't done our homework to some degree, we can't do it. And that's where we come up lacking. We come up really not having what it takes. And the Lord told me today, it's just like, I can say what it is, but the Lord told me, our nation, basically. You know, I'm not going to go all the way that He told me, so I'm just going to, but this is where we are. You know, if we don't have enough money in anybody's bank account, you can't go out and write checks if you don't have money. You can't go do things if you don't have abundance of what it takes. And that's also in our life. It connects to what we're saying right there. You've got to work, make sure your bank account in heaven is full all the time. You must lay up your treasures upon earth, but lay up your treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there shall your heart be also. We have to work maintaining this earthly house of our tabernacle, that it's full of God. It's full of His glory. It's full because it's got holes in it. It's got leaks in it. It leaks out overnight. And we got to come back the next morning and restore. We got to work on it. We got to pray, seek God. We must call upon Him, and we must have that desire to do His will, because we live in a time, it's never been this way before, but before the day is over, you can lose almost your blessing. You can get in such people of different, that you can hear things that just destroys your spirit. Destroys because it's so much from the opposite. It's from the enemy. And we find ourselves in circumstances that are real hard to handle. They're hard to keep my joy. It's hard. That's why we got to have that supernatural encounter with God that's able, that we're more than conquerors through Him which loves us. We have a power that's not been seen before. We have the will of God. We have the glory of God. And we have the witness of God. We have the supernatural power that when we call upon the name of the Lord, it's going to come to pass. We're going to move in a mighty way. And this takes time. It takes time to seek God. It takes time to call upon God. And if without it, we find ourselves not having it. It's just like our nation. We got so many leaks and money now given out for this relief, this relief, this relief. And a lot of subsidization is going to be for more homes that's flooded out. All these things are coming fast. But that's the way it is in our life. I'm bringing up a parable of this. We have to work to seek God in such a way that we have an abundance, just like Joseph. When those lean years were coming, he had to supply much corn. The corn had to be moved, put in those places of storage, that when they needed it, it was going to be there. Well, that's the way we are spiritually. Oh, I feel the glory of God on my head right now. We got to keep on putting in that supernatural power there for a rainy day. We just can't take for granted we're going to have the right amount. We just got to seek God all the time. There's not a time of resting in the time that we're living. God wants us to work out our salvation with fear and heavy trembling, because it's coming soon. If it was easy, everybody could do it. But that's what God said, I will be with you. I'll bless you in it. I'll go before you. I will make a way for you. I will visit your heart. And I will touch you in a mighty way. The Lord is here to uplift us, to encourage us, that we can walk above reproach, that we can walk in His supernatural encounter. Where His Spirit is, there is liberty. There's blessings. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Without the joy of the Lord, we have no strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We start losing the joy of the Lord out. That's when we need to pray. We need to pray and seek God and say, why have I lost my joy? Lord, that joy is our strength. It's there. We have to be clothed with humility. We have to be clothed with joy. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. The love of God is apart from a mighty way. We need to be that witness that moves in things that are not seen. That we can move in the things that are moved by the Spirit of God. The Bible says we look not for things that are seen, we look for the things that are not seen. We look for the things that are seen, and that's what we do. We look on the outward dimensions. We don't look what God can do. We don't believe that He can change the blackness into brightness. And He can change the sigh into joy. And He can change the tactics from the enemy into glorious power of strength and liberty. But God wants to change the supernatural from glory to glory, that we might have the covering of God's covering ours in a special way. Because we are the answer that God is using this last day. We are the remnant that He's talking about using. We are the God's best that He wants to use for us in a mighty way. The Bible says, where His blessings is, there is strength evermore. God is here to uplift us, to encourage us in a mighty way. The joy of the Lord is our strength. There's power. There's a witness tonight that's beyond anything that we can feel, anything that we can power. God's here to enable us, to help us to walk, not by sight, but by faith. We got to walk by the faith of God. We got to believe in not seeing the things we're seeing. We got to believe that what we're seeing, that God is going to change it. We got to have that kind of faith in our living God. And it doesn't come by just sitting down and just going to sleep, coming back the next morning. It comes by seeking God. It comes by praying. It comes by reading this wonderful book. It comes by having communion with God, calling upon Him, believing in Him. Without faith is impossible pleasing. For He is rewarded to those that diligently seek Him. Those that call upon Him, He will answer you. And He will show you great and mighty things that you know not. You know, there's people that never talk to God. You know, I thought about that today. There's people, I know they're in great high levels in some denomination, but far as really, they don't never really get a feedback how God feels about you, about them. It's a faith. They say it's a faith walk all the way through. But I believe my God's even better than that. He lets me know. He lets me know. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they cover me. Thou anointest my hand with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely it is mercy upon me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, hallelujah, God wants to bless His people. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the ant, nor the pestilence. Under His wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid by the terror by night, nor the arrow of fire by day, nor the destruction of the waste of the noonday. 1,000 shall fall to thy side, 10,000 right hand, but it shall not come nigh unto thee, only with thine eyes. Thou behold, see the reward of the wicked, and he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways, and they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou even dash thy foot against a stone. That's how much God loves us. He wants to bring us supernaturally to a place of coming into His promises, coming into His blessing. You know, as people have just slid by so long, the Lord's been really this morning was telling me about it. Just it's not working that way now. We're at the oven's turned up a little bit hotter than it has been. The enemy is, his activity has roused us all. And we really need the hand of God. We need His visitation. We need His power. We need His anointing. Oh, the anointing which you received of Him abideth in you. And you need not that any man teaches you. But as that same anointing teaches you is true and is no lie. And even as He has taught you, ye shall abide in Him. The anointing is from the Spirit of God. The anointing is here that we might have that revelation, that power, that blessing. I think of all the times when God spoke about Caterford to the rags to shut that engine off right now. It was supernatural. There's revelation knowledge. And there's a rag going in the pump right there. All these things are revelation knowledge. God wants to bring us into a place that we move through His Spirit. Not by might nor by power, but God's Spirit, says the Lord. We need that overpowering flow of God that's real. That we are not vexed by the things that come or pass. We're not tempted to quit. We're conquerors through Him. There's nothing shall be able to deter our walk. Nothing can take our what God's given us. We need to have that blessing in our life. I will bless the Lord unto all time. His praise shall be continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof be done. Oh, magnify the Lord in me. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and He delivered me from all of my fears. That's what God can do. He can deliver you. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and He can deliver me from all of my fears. God can help us at times of want. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knoweth them that trust in Him. He knoweth them that trust in Him. God wants His people to trust in the living God. I think that's some of the things of when God was first in my life and how I literally had to trust Him. A couple times the Lord told me if I couldn't trust Him, just quit about everything. So trust is pretty important to the Lord. Our trust, our belief, our faith in Him should not be on any shaky ground at all. We should be cemented, bonded, that we're not going to I'll be steadfast, I'll move, always upon the work of the Lord, knowing my labor is not in vain. Our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Be steadfast, unmovable. Every abounding work of the Lord, knowing your labor is not in vain. That's what the Word of God says. We need that. We need that righteousness, God's blessing upon us, so we might live this night in His favor and His calling. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, I must see them, but glory to my see. For I am the Lord thy God, I'm here this night, says the Spirit of God. I'm here to justify thee by my power. I'm here to uplift thee. I'm here to encourage thee. I'm here to help thee, O man, O woman. I see thy flights, and I see where thou goest. I see thy decisions. And many times, I'm not included in those decisions. I wish that thou would start growing and looking toward me, the Lord thy God, thy God. And thou wilt do that. I will help thee in making thy decisions. I will help thee in thy walk and thy talk. I will give thee a supernatural encounter that will uplift thee, that will encourage thee. If thou can walk in my power and my witness and my glory upon me, and thou can walk not being denied. Many things that thou have done, thou art denied because I cannot give thee what thou asked for because thou art not living it. So I have to remove that from thee. But I wish that thou will grow to that place that when I call upon me, I will permit those things to come to pass. My people need to grow, and I will use thee in a mighty way. I will help thee. I will encourage thee. Thou would be my witness. Thou would be my profitable child. Thou would be a child of my glory. Thou would take on my nature, says the Spirit of God. They would take on my holiness, my beauty of my what I'm about, says the Spirit of God. Seek me, my people. Call upon me. And I will never let thee go. I will be with thee, and I will help thee in this last hour. And I shall help thee to prepare that thou might be ready. Thou would be ready at that last hour, because my coming is very soon. And I say, thou must be prepared. Thou must be wise. Thou must be looking. Thou must be ready. Thou must be encouraged. Thou must walk in my love, believing that thou art going to be exhausted out of this place when the times come. Thou must be looking for my coming. Thou must be ready, says the Spirit of God. Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for what you've done. I pray that our hearts will be ready. I pray that we'll not be looking for the things that are seen, but we'll be looking for the things which are not seen. We've been looking through the eyes of faith, believing that you're going to do great and mighty things. And we have faith in you that these things are going to come to pass. We pray for a mighty blessing on your people this night. We pray that you encourage them and uplift them in a mighty way. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. We thank you for what you've done this night. We pray that you move mightily in their lives this night. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. God bless everybody. Thank you. And if you have any prayer requests, call us in and we'll pray for you. Whatever the need is, we'll try to help you as much as possible. We pray that God will bless you wherever you are in this world. And we pray that you'll move mightily in a mighty way. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.